Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Okay, let's unpack this stack of sources you sent over. For this deep dive, our mission is simple. Give you the shortcut.
Yeah, the essential rundown.
Exactly. The absolute need to know on the big topics students are exploring today, pulling from materials like the juice, things like policy shifts, science news.
Right. And we've distilled it down to five high impact stories. We're talking culture, ethics, health, global policy.
Conversation starters ready for home or the classroom?
Focusing on the tension and complexity within each one.
Okay, let's start with a true icon, Misty Copeland. Big news recently, her retirement from the American Ballet Theater.
Yeah, Lincoln Center. Her final performance was Odette in Swan Lake.
And quite the audience, right? Oprah Winfrey, Lauren Anderson, real legends celebrating her.
It really marks the end of an era. Her biggest achievement, of course, was becoming ABT's first Black female principal dancer back in 2015.
A huge deal. Shattering a ceiling that stood for, what, 75 years?
Precisely. But what's interesting, as you mentioned, is her work isn't stopping.
Right, the Misty Copeland Foundation.
Yeah, pushing hard for diversity, equity, and inclusion, widening access to dance.
Which leads to a great discussion point for, you know, for students or even at home.
Definitely. Like, what makes a long, successful career? Is it just the performance?
Or is it also the advocacy, the mentorship that follows? How does that legacy take shape?
Good question. Yeah. Okay, shifting gears quite a bit.
From the global stage to a high school gym in Oklahoma, a story about integrity.
This one's pretty remarkable. The Oklahoma City ACCS girls basketball team, they initially celebrated winning their division championship.
Close game too, 44-43.
Very close. Yeah. But the coach, Brendan King, he had a feeling something wasn't right with the scoreboard.
He suspected an error.
Yeah, so he did the crucial thing, reviewed the game tape.
And
found, astonishingly, that ACCS had been credited with an extra basket, the real score.
Oh, no.
A 43-42 loss.
Wow. So what happened with the championship trophy?
Well, this is the core of it. The league didn't actually force a change. But the team...
Yeah.
Held the vote.
Unanimous, I read.
Unanimous decision to forfeit the championship to the other team, Apache High School. They said keeping it would have felt wrong.
That takes real character.
It does. It's a perfect case study, really. Discussing integrity, choosing what feels right versus what's, well, easier. What does that trophy really mean in the end?
A powerful lesson, though it contrasts pretty sharply with our next topic.
Uh-huh. Ethical questions at the professional level.
We're looking at federal indictments, organized crime, NBA players, even coaches involved.
Yeah, the scope is pretty wide. 34 defendants named in the sources.
And 13 of those apparently linked to La Cosa Nostra crime families.
It gets complex. The charges vary. For example, Portland coach Chauncey Billups is charged with conspiracy related to fixing high-stakes poker games.
Okay.
And then you have Miami guard Terry Rozier. He's charged with taking himself out of an actual NBA game.
During the game. Why?
So that a co-conspirator could place a specific bet on his performance, or lack thereof, and win.
That's blatant. And didn't we see something related earlier this year?
We did. Former player Jontay Porter pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud. It's all interconnected.
The obvious discussion here is fairness, right? The ethics when athletes themselves are involved in betting on sports, especially their own.
Absolutely. It undermines the whole integrity of the game. Okay, let's pivot to policy.
A big proposed shift in U.S. refugee resettlement.
Yeah, the source material outlines plans for a major overhaul. It includes drastically slashing the total number allowed each year.
Slashing how much?
From the current ceiling of 125,000 down to potentially just 7,500 by 2026.
That's a huge reduction, but there's more to it, isn't there? A controversial preference element?
Exactly. That's what's drawn significant outrage from human rights groups. The proposal details prioritizing white South Africans and Europeans who claim persecution based on nationalist views.
And deprioritizing others.
Deprioritizing refugees from countries deemed culturally less compatible or less able to assimilate, according to the source documents.
Lots to unpack there. For discussion, you could explore the actual definition of a refugee. Someone with a well-founded fear of persecution.
Right. And also, how can communities effectively help legitimate newcomers settle in? What does that support look like?
Okay, finally, let's end on some surprising science news.
This one really caught my eye. a 43% drop in potentially deadly peanut allergies among U.S. kids.
43%? Over the last decade, that's massive. What's behind it?
It seems directly linked to a pretty abrupt change in medical guidelines back in 2017.
A policy change drove this.
It appears so. Based on landmark research published in 2015, the guidelines shifted. They started encouraging the early introduction of small amounts of allergens, like peanuts.
Early? Like how early?
Around 4 to 6 months old. Into infants' diets.
That's a complete reversal from what parents used to be told.
Totally. The old advice was strict avoidance, but this research suggested early, controlled exposure helps prevent the immune system from developing those severe reactions later on.
So, science in action, changing recommendations.
Exactly. And a great discussion point. Think about a time you changed your mind or behavior after learning new facts. How does scientific evidence actually shift policies and beliefs?
Fascinating. We've really covered a lot of ground, art, ethics, high-stakes sports, global policy, health breakthroughs.
It mirrors the diverse range of topics students are encountering daily.
Staying informed across these areas, the arts, ethics, science, it's crucial for guiding those important conversations.
Absolutely. It equips you to engage meaningfully.
Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.